Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So yesterday on the program, we spoke with this amazing fellow, David Kennedy, who helped start a project called Operation Ceasefire that worked to turn inner city police wars against gang violence into simpler person-to-person relationships to bring peace to neighborhoods. Kennedy, he's a Harvard-educated criminologist, says this insight was not in any textbook.
This didn't come from Harvard. It came from these career law enforcement and community people. And what they knew, because they did it, was that when things got really out of hand, they could move in drug enforcement and law enforcement and street stops and the ministers who walk the streets at night, and they could say to one of these groups, we know who you are, we know what you're doing, and as of today, it stops. This is not a negotiation. We're not asking.
That tough talk and the story of Ceasefire is chronicled in Kennedy's book, Don't Shoot, One Man, A Street Fellowship and the End of Violence in Inner City America. It's a story of how street cops and neighborhood leaders, if given a chance, can actually work together to reduce gun violence. And one of the law enforcement characters in Kennedy's book is former chief of police of the Los Angeles Police Department and former New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton. We wanted to ask him about some of the provocative things David Kennedy said, and we invited him on the program. Bill Bratton, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
And before we ask about David Kennedy's really interesting insights into law enforcement on the streets of New York, Los Angeles, Boston, what do you make of the apprehension and death of Anwar al-Awlaki in Yemen in the war on terror? Do you think it makes law enforcement rest a little bit easy on this issue of radicalizing people in the United States from over in Yemen?
Well, that was his threat within the borders of the United States. The ability to inspire the colonel at Fort Hood was reportedly inspired by him. Additionally, he was an operational leader in that he reportedly was the mastermind behind the copier-type bombings that were being planned. So while bin Laden had become more inspirational and symbolic in the leadership, this character was an actual operational leader, and thus even more dangerous. So his death is great news in terms of the war against al-Qaeda.
You know, Bill Bratton, this idea of radicalization leads directly to the subject of David Kennedy's book in the sense that conditions within urban neighborhoods tend to radicalize gang members to live a life of violence. What do you make of Kennedy's notion that by going in and directly confronting gangs, you can actually have an impact in a way that no sort of helicopter from above or SWAT team driving through the neighborhood can ever have?
Well, use medical comparisons that what David has developed and is now expanding into a significant number of cities to basically prove its value in little cities, major cities, medium-sized cities. It's a description that police leaders, community leaders can use in terms of dealing with the illnesses in their communities. It's been very successful in several communities, and David, over the last several years, has now expanded it to, I think, at least 75 cities, including Los Angeles, while I was chief of police. The gang problem in L.A. is the worst in the United States because of its size, 40,000 gang members and 400 gangs. Because of its history, it's multi-generational. It is solidly entrenched. It's sophistication. So the initiative that David's trying in the Mission area in that city, it was my intent to see if this particular medicine would work on probably the patient that has the most significant illness in America, and that's Los Angeles, although that disease has been significantly reduced over the last 7 or 8 years. Gang crime, gang violence is down by almost 60% in that city over the last 7 or 8 years. Hopefully this will be an additional tool to use.
We're talking to Bill Bratton, a former top cop in the city of Los Angeles. Why do gang members in a situation where you say, this is not a negotiation, we're not asking, we're going to help you, we're going to protect you, but you got to stop shooting? Why does that message work?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out in some respects. It has been successful in Boston, certainly in the 90s, in other areas, and apparently so far in the area in which it's being tried in Los Angeles. I understand that's a Mission area over the San Fernando Valley. that in the month of September, for example, is the first month in recent history that there have been no shooting incidents at all. That's a dramatic departure from the experience in the past. Some of it has to do with, and this is what my interest was in having David come into Los Angeles, could his initiative work on the more seasoned, more significant gangs in America? The gangs in Boston are a very different breed of gangs than the gangs in Los Angeles. Boston, small neighborhood gangs, a generation old at the most, much more easily dealt with in a sense because of their size and their location. Many of the gangs in Los Angeles are huge, thousands of members covering huge amounts of area. The ability to find critical mass, round up 1,000 gang members, if you could, and bring them in to have that face-to-face confrontation.
So did it work?
David's system is not a cure-all, but it is a significant advancement and a significant additional tool in the arsenal to use.
Well, that is actually great news. Bill Bratton, former chief of police of the Los Angeles Police Department and New York Police Commissioner and Boston Police Commissioner. Bill Bratton, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.